All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. This is going to be a special one. We're going to react to Biden's State of the Union. what a catastrophe it is. And I know definitely we're going to see some stumbles and some, oh my God.
International
pressure. Who do we have with us today?
Booty ho!
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
What up? It's your boy, Timmy, two times in the house. Hootie who?
All right. So before he begins, because we're waiting for him to show up, there's a lot of stuff that's going on in the country right now, whether it's, the foreign policy, the border crisis, the economical crisis, the inflation, everything that's happening in the country. Biden's going to give his final State of the Union on his first term before he comes up for re-election, and he has to make a case to the American people on why he should be re-elected. I can't believe he's running again, but apparently he is. And so this speech, again, he has to make the case. Now, everything that's happened up to this point in the last 4 years, I think people can say, well, now we can compare, right? Before it was, well, you know, could it get any worse, quote unquote, than Trump? So we've had now 4 years of Biden, and we can say we can compare. How does the Trump presidency compare to the Biden presidency? And I mean, unless you're living under a rock, it is very clear that the economy, our foreign wars that we're involved in at this moment, either, you know, proxy wars, and also, you know, the border crisis. You have states like New York that were supposed to be sanctuary cities now saying, hey guys, we can't take on this influx of immigration. It's too much to bear. Yeah.
Well, welcome to the border states, people. Jesus, all this time. Oh, you know, let them in. Whoa, wait a minute. Not here.
Well, yeah. I mean, everything sounds good until it comes to your doorstep, right? I mean, you know, when you say, oh, I'm all for open borders and no locked doors, and I live in a safe community with nothing to worry about. Yeah, absolutely. Then all of a sudden, one shows up, one turns into, you know, five turns into 10, 10 turns into 30, 30 turns into 100. Next thing you know, you got, you know, a complete replacement of like of part of your demographics. There you go. That's how it happens. That's how quick it happens. It's a bad idea, but they deserve it. They deserve it because you know what? That progressive bleeding heart communist that says, oh, this is the best thing ever. Every time I see them get stabbed or shot or something like that, I have zero sympathy. I'm sorry. So I have zero sympathy for them.
You bring up a good point, Tim, because in this State of the Union, something happened recently. You guys have heard of, I don't know how to pronounce her name, Lakin Riley? The girl who in Georgia who was murdered by, she was out jogging. She gets murdered by an immigrant from Venezuela. The Biden.
Illegal immigrant.
Yeah, exactly.
Invaders. One of those
imported, probably one of those 350,000 people. Yeah, this week we just found out that Biden has been flying them in so as not to overwhelm the border, dude. Can you believe this? They've been flying in immigrants by planes, dude.
Illegally.
They ask for asylum and no questions asked. They're just letting them in. They're flying them in. So we don't know how this person got here. Obviously, they're here illegally. So he invites her family to attend the State of the Union. That's what I heard. I don't know if that's true, but every conservative person was posting this that they were going to invite her to the State of the Union. I'm sorry, they were going to invite the family to the State of the Union, and they rejected it because it's clear that it's his policies that are a direct cause of this young girl's murder. I mean, what do you expect? We're letting in criminals. The rest of the world is saying, oh, wow, we can get rid of our criminals? Freaking, yeah, just here's a couple hundred, or, you know, a couple thousand bucks. Yeah, there you go. They're going to let them in. Go to the United States. Why would they want to deal with housing them and keeping them in jail and filling up their jail systems? Send them to America. What did they expect was going to happen? And what's his, Elon Musk was saying this, I think, there is something that's coming that's going to be the equivalent of a 9/11 because of the amount of people that we've allowed and we have not vetted. And I always say this, man, I think, you know how we always have that October surprise? There's going to be something that's going to cause a pause in the elections, that it's going to be a national security issue. And, you know, and we just have to do it. We have to lock, we have to suspend the elections until further notice. I fear that that's what they're going to try.
They're setting the stage for it. Let me explain how. You know, we always talk about how, you know, their policies, they always have, they have their bolt, their crazy policies that are extreme, but then they always have the solution to it. And because the people are so beaten down, they accept it. What's going on in New York City right now? What's going on?
Crime.
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
No. Hochul, Governor Hochul, decided that, to stop all the rampant crime on the subways, because it's the safest city in the world, the safest the subways have ever been, right? Okay. According to them. Yeah. We're going to deploy the National Guard to New York City.
There you go.
And increase the cop presence in all the subways. So now what is everybody getting used to? Getting stopped by the National Guard. You have military on the streets of New York right now to stop crime that supposedly is not happening. So,
by the way,
they're on the ground. They're on the ground.
As you're talking, the nine justices are walking in. This is after they voted 9-0 to prevent states from, basically enforcing federal law, right? Yeah. And which was a direct hit against Colorado.
Colorado.
Who was, they were trying to remove him from the ballot. And they came out and said, look, here's the thing. Only the federal government can enforce the law.
Damn, is that Kagan?
That the state was trying to do. Yeah.
Oh, he's in bad shape, man. Trump needs to win. We got to get him off the fucking court.
Yeah.
I mean, all this dirt, man.
Yeah.
Go back to what I was saying. I mean, we're starting to normalize military on the streets stopping ordinary citizens. So you know what happens next. I mean, they're setting the stage to start doing, I think, martial law, shit like that. But, you know, that's just me being a conspiracy theorist. But it seems that, most conspiracies turn out to be right with these people. So, you know, we all said they were flying them in. We saw reports. We saw videos of migrants in airports with plane tickets. No ID, no nothing. They get through TSA. And here we are. Everybody's acting surprised now. And I'm sorry. They're not. I'm not surprised. But when you try to impeach the guy, this is a complete violation of the Constitution.
Well, you know, I guess so that's an interesting question. Why haven't they, tried to impeach him, like officially? Right. I mean, I know they have.
They're kicking the can down the curve. They're kicking the can. They don't want to do it.
You're talking about Biden. You're talking about Biden, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Why don't they try going through an official impeachment?
Well, because they're complicit too.
Here's the thing, and that frustrates me, and I'm there with you, Jeremy, because there's at least half, right, at least or more, of the states have attorney generals that can very well do exactly what all these other fucking liberal states are doing with Trump, right, bringing up anything that they can find. In New York, going after him for what was it in New York?
They went after him for his business. For fraud. He raped the chick. Fucking defamation. I don't know.
Yeah. And then the property that he had supposedly wasn't.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's all these cases, George, I think they're doing the whole,
Fannie Willis.
Fannie Willis is, the whole insurrection nonsense. And then turns out that, she's having an affair with the guy. What did he have her on her phone, Tim? Oh, my God.
I don't know. But Trump, the way he was like, he must have been good at something. He just makes that fucking hand gesture like he fucking pounds that pussy, right?
Yeah, dude. Oh, my God. Okay, by the way, we're looking right now at the backdrop of the state capitol, And a lot of people are posting, you know, right before this, Jeremy, they freaking put up barricades and border fences. They've locked it completely off.
Really, fences don't work. We learned that from our friends on the left.
The irony, though, right?
Walls don't work.
that Biden is gonna hide himself. He's scared of the people so much. He hides himself behind barricades, behind all this security, because he's afraid of the American people. However, the border is wide open. He's flying criminals into the country. And what's his name? Dr. Phil went on The View the other day. This is insanity, dude. I don't know if you saw this, Jeremy.
Yeah, I saw some of it.
And again, he's gone and talked to the people who are out there, border people. And they're telling him, yeah, it's very possible that the young girls who are coming here and who they have just a number to call somebody who's here, who's going to answer to, how do you know that they're related? Is it possible that they're very well possible? And so this is the what we're dealing with. And I'm going to bring up the movie we saw last year that we need to remember this. This is real. There is human trafficking, child trafficking that's happening in our country. While this dumb, useless president is sitting there desperate to keep his job importing votes. This is what they're doing. They're importing votes. And I see this guy, he's on TikTok, I'm sure he has a YouTube. And he's going around and interviewing a lot of these illegal immigrants who are being housed in these places in New York, all over the country. And he's asking them, you know, what did you get? Oh, I got a credit card. I got a phone. I got a place to stay. Uh-huh. And who do you support? Oh, we support Biden all the way. Yeah, if we could vote, we were going to vote for Biden. So this is, and I don't put it past leftists to be coordinating amongst themselves, even across the world, to make sure that, hey, bring in the leftists, right? Because who are they coordinating this with out in these embassies where these people go and say, hey, I need asylum, and everyone gets accepted? Who what type of people work in those places? Majority of those places are run by bureaucrats, and bureaucrats are liberals, Democrats. And so we sit here ignorant and say, oh, well, no, we have a belief and a trust in our system that I think is far gone. It is no longer what it used to be, because we are putting people in there who, again, folks, remember, this is all about DEI. This is all about diversity, inclusion. And so who are they putting in those positions? Leftists. And so what are leftists going to do? They're going to get let in their leftist friends. This is what this is. We think that it's not this planned and organized. I think it's far more
organized. No, this is 100% planned.
Yeah.
You're paying for it. The fucking U.S. is giving funds to the U.N. And the U.N., you know what we pay to the U.N.? The U.N. is using our tax dollars to fund the NGOs that are bringing these motherfuckers here. So guess what? The joke's on us. We paid for it.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, is she giving Gates a jibber?
A Boebert?
Oh, man.
They're not going to let her.
I wouldn't want to sit next to her, man. Who knows, man? Fuck it, you'd be on the news, man. I'd let her jerk me, though.
Nah, whatever. It was like a... Yeah, I know. Yeah, we should hold our elected officials
not very conservative. To a higher standard.
Exactly.
Conservatives aren't allowed to fuck. You know what I mean?
the guy standing in the black suit behind Gates, he's got a Trump t-shirt on underneath his jacket.
Oh, he does? I missed it. Oh, that's funny.
Well, and whatchamacallit is wearing, MTG. She's wearing, say her name.
Lincoln Riley.
Lincoln Riley. Shit. Yeah. So,
there she is. Okay.
I don't know, man. It's a banana republic. And mind you, let's not forget that there's been one not one, but two fucking instances where Democrat Senate staffers were having gay fucking anal sex.
Exactly.
In the fucking chambers and nothing happened. This is what the fuck. Okay, let's talk about all this, right? We're sitting here looking at this is the progressive wet dream right now with all their inclusion and everything else and their fucking identity politics and the rhinos are doing it too. Fucking they got to say, oh, the first Hispanic fucking person doing a SL shit, talking in Spanish through like sign language or some shit like that. I don't give a shit, Mike Johnson. The first that I'm tired of identity politics, but you're seeing what this country looks like under identity politics. I had dinner with a friend last night and we were bullshitting. He's got a really good job. And he was told by his boss that he almost didn't get the job. And it was almost impossible to hire him because he was white. And he's loved by everybody now. But he almost didn't get the job because
they had strict
requirements not to hire white people at his company.
It's insanity. You know, who was saying this? There's a country, one of the more egalitarian countries that's, you know, either Norway or Sweden, one of these. And, you know, talking about how they went on, all the women went on strike for, I think, either a day or a few days because they're fighting for, you know, diversity, inclusion, and all that's nonsense.
Probably more productive.
Exactly. Tim, nothing happened. Can you imagine a day of men not going to work? And we're talking about these hard jobs that are out there. The fucking power grid goes out. If there's no man, no person, no man manning these systems, how quickly society collapses. And that's how that they prove how they're not needed, because women go in. People don't like to hear this, but men and women left to their own decisions sort themselves in positions that they like. Women go into positions that are more nurturing, caregiving, those type of positions. Men typically don't. They are willing to take the hard jobs just so that they could make more money. And nobody wants to acknowledge this. We have to lie. We have to pretend. And I was having a conversation, dude. This is insane. I was having a conversation, and this guy is an older gentleman. And we've had this conversation multiple times, and I always bring up this issue, and I'm like, look, because I was debating with another girl. Because she listened to the podcast and she brought one of the topics. Anyway, so he was telling me, look, man, I hear some of the stuff you say, especially about women and, you know, the differences. And sometimes I can't go with you there. And I said, look, here's the deal, man. I hold back a lot of times from a lot of things that I really think when it comes to this issue. And I always say this, folks, I was raised by a single strong woman, single mother, strong woman. Okay. I am not undermining women's ability to, you know, do what is necessary. Is it ideal? No. Men, boys need fathers, period. End of issue. So, here they come. I'll leave it there.
She's so hideous.
Well, anyways, one of the things, and this is one of the things that annoys me here, is all this diversity and this over-representation of women. Women should not, this amount of women should not be in this position. They've been pushed there. They are incapable. They're over emotional. I'm sorry I'm saying this, but I see it more and more often now, guys. And it's more prevalent the more women are in these positions. I said this one time. All it takes is what? 10% of men to say, we're done with this shit. Go back to the kitchen. And this would end today. In fact, if women gained their independence, their rights, they fought for them, quote unquote. No, no, you didn't, ladies. Other men fought for you. Other men made room for you. There was no war. There was no nothing. You didn't come and claim anything. So when you say you fought, no, you didn't. Men made room. All it takes is 10% of men to say, we're done with this shit, and it's over. And there's nothing they can do about it. But we have to pretend that we're equal. It's nonsense. It is utter nonsense.
100%. I mean, I don't want to get into specifics or, you know, too much detail, but I will say in some of my recent experiences with some of the things that I do in my life, right? The biggest problem I have, or the biggest pain in the ass I have, is having to deal with a female.
Yeah.
Everything is fine, but everything's a problem for the female. Yeah. Everything. And they turn everything into a problem. And it's just, I'm at a point where I don't even like acknowledging them. Like when they speak, I'm like, whatever. You know what I mean? I don't even really listen to them, because they had an opportunity, right? They earned an opportunity, and it's been nothing but chaos and problems with them. You know what I mean? And it's like, dude, like you need to slow your roll a little bit, you know? And like, you gotta work as a team, not like always throwing people under the bus, or, you know, like this, where they look at you in the face, but then it's like, I know you talk shit behind my back, and I don't really care. I mean, I really don't, because one day I'm going to burn the shit out of you. You know what I mean? But, oh no, I'm going to go scorch earth one day, and they're not going to like it. But you
know, look, I know.
But they're the problem.
I know when I say this, we speak in generalities, right? Are there exceptions where there's a guy who's full of drugs? Of course. I've seen them. They're there. Yeah. Probably raised by a single mother. Anyway. this is man, we have shied away from this these conversations for such a long time. But I see it now a lot. And my advice to a lot of men out there who are struggling, and this, a lot of times it happens with your own wife, you know what I mean? Like where you're struggling, at what point, how much should I consider my wife's opinions? I would say very little. And this is not a hatred towards women. This is a call to men to lead, because a lot of men are abdicating their responsibility. And women will have opinions. Believe me, they'll have opinions about most of everything except politics. But they'll have an opinion. But that opinion is going to change the next minute that there's, you know, that time of the month. And I'm sorry.
And they can't move on from it, right? Like, yeah. me and you, we can have a disagreement. We've disagreed numerous times. All right, let's go grab a drink and, like, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, over.
You know, what happened?
No, yeah. We'll argue, and then it's over, right?
Yeah. Boom. We go on. We don't sit there and harp on it, and then the next day or whatever, a month from now, I'm like, oh, remember that? Like, what the fuck? Like,
oh no, they'll do. They'll save it.
That's what I'm saying.
And bring it up every single time they can.
Right, and then like they just hold on to it, and they stew, and then they want to create a bigger problem when it is. Like, move the fuck on. Like,
you know what?
I'm already on.
I know Jeremy,
get into an argument with people.
Jeremy's
at work or whatever, disagreement.
I know Jeremy's uncomfortable with this conversation, but I think he's surrounded by him. Honestly, I grew up and I love my sisters.
What the hell?
I love my sisters, but a lot of times, like I said, even they would come and tell you women shouldn't lead. I mean, how many times we had Julie on the show and she said, hell yeah, a lot of these women shouldn't be in leadership positions. Because they understand it. And if they're honest, they would know this. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Heidi's even mentioned that she thinks having a female president is a horrible idea. I think she's mentioned that on the podcast. She's like, you know, that's a terrible idea. We should not have a female president.
I say this all the time, but I forget who it was. One of the barbers, without accepting one of the awards, I say this all the time, goes up and says, when she's accepting her award, she says, this is for all the women in the world, because if women ruled the world, there would be no wars, right? But an idiotic statement. Because if you look at history, it has been when women are in power, go back to the ancient leaders, when women were in power, they led more wars. They got into more wars. So even that statement is a lie. And so, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying that no woman can lead. What I am saying is when I look at this picture here in the video that we're looking at the U.S. Capitol, all the members of the Senate and the House, and it, I believe it's an overrepresentation of women. Women who have been put there by DEI bullshit. Why? Because we need a woman here, and we got milestones and this and that. It's nonsense.
Here's
Stumbling Joe.
All right.
He's probably sniffing him.
Well, yeah, he's going to take 20 minutes walking up exactly. to the...
He probably shit his pants on the way up there. You know what I mean? Jesus.
Dude, I...
He's going to fall up the stairs again.
Okay, you know what? We should have made this a drinking... Unfortunately, I don't have any liquor with me.
I know.
But we should have done it
How many times game? Are you going to hear MAGA Republicans...
Extreme...
Christian nationalists...
Yeah.
What else are we going to hear? How many times is he going to stutter? Say, come on.
All night. Come on, man. Okay, how many times is he going to go off script?
Oh, yeah. Oh, how many times is he going to stutter? How many times does he give that fucking retarded stare?
That same hand for 10 minutes.
He's going to be there all day.
Oh, my God. He's going to fall over.
And then you got the other fucking handler behind him. I don't know how that fucking guy. It's like we're led by people that shit their pants.
He's a geriatric man.
Yeah, but this is why when people talk shit about Trump and his age, I'm like, look at the way that fucking man walks. He doesn't stumble. He fucking, and when he shakes your hand, he pulls you with, like, he's a fucking alpha male. You know what I mean? Call Trump whatever you want. Trump's a fucking alpha male. This guy's a fucking twat.
And he's in all in his senses. He's coherent. This guy's, look at him, you can tell.
He's going to kiss one of these people. He's going to kiss one. He's going to lick. So he's going to kiss somebody's ear. Watch.
He's sniffing hair.
Look at him. He already looks like he's like, fuck, man. He's like, I want my ice cream.
Oh, no, they give him a shot of something there. He's all up. He's got a good 30-40 minutes. He's got a good 30-40 minutes before he starts crashing. Just watch him, I promise you.
Delayed by 30 minutes.
I'm telling you, they're scared.
9:30 almost, man.
They're going to be like, dude, get him up there. He's going to run out of juice here. They pumped him up really good. You can tell.
Who is that?
Useless.
He probably called him boy. Hey, boy.
Yeah. He's like, you ain't black.
You didn't vote for me.
Schumer's clapping.
I love the.
He's another.
Is that who's wearing the MAGA hat there?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, it must be Marjorie Taylor Greene because she's wearing that red jacket.
Is that my girlfriend? Is that AOC?
Dude, you know that? You know how much she's worth, dude? 25 million. No.
25 now?
25 million, Tim. Look it up.
Hey, man.
How do you go?
Okay. Bada-bing.
How do you go freaking?
Because that's what communists do.
Bartending to making being worth 25 million.
That's a successful communist. Talk about DEI.
Damn, I like stop the Biden border crisis. There we go. I love it.
And see, he's talking to her.
MGT has no. She has no fear. He's like, when are
That'll
you
going to be on her live stream?
Yeah, exactly. When are you going to get the close the border, Mr. President? Again.
Say her name.
She has everything from like that the right is, you know, calling him on the border crisis, which is, you know, making America great again, the economic crisis. Again, and we have the whole Ukrainian Russian thing, dude. Russia right now is preparing. They're preparing, dude. This is scary. It's the scary times that we're in.
I hope they do. I honestly don't care. I hope they fucking.
What do you mean you don't care?
Obliterate that fucking country.
But it won't be just that country, Tim, because the way that Biden talks.
Oh, I know.
And if
he's
foolish enough,
we're in World War III. So at this point,
yeah.
Everybody that voted for this and keep voting for that goddamn package. Keep sending over there in billions of dollars. I want their kids to be sent to the front of the line. I want their kids to go to die. And then I want to piss on their fucking graves.
Exactly.
No, I got no, I'm tired of this. I'm done playing nice to these people. I don't care if it's on the Republican side or the Democrat side. If you feel so strongly that we need to go to war, then you need to send your children to the front of the line first.
Honestly, I think that's how it should be.
They deserve to fight for their country for your actions.
Honestly, I believe that there should be a law put in place. If you're a senator or whatever, blah, 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 no, regardless of where your kids are, they're going to go to war first. Front lines.
They don't get to go in the back. And
you know, I guarantee you their tune would change immediately.
Yeah. Anna Paulina Luna introduced the bill for that. I mean, they didn't go nowhere because nobody wants to vote for that. Republicans are fucking pussies. Honestly, I know my voter registration says I ain't a fucking nope, not a Republican. Not a Republican.
Well, the majority of them are cowards. Like I said, I was mentioning all these attorney generals across the country who could quickly right now, Hunter Biden, all the corruption that these people are involved with. Hunter Biden, I'm sorry, Joe Biden lied, said he had not met with any of these people. Turns out he had evidence that he has.
He said he was the big guy.
Yeah.
He said Joe Biden's the big guy in that hearing.
Remember how we were saying, oh, I wonder who the big guy is. We were all, go back 2 years when all this shit, the laptop, 3 years when all the laptop stuff started coming out and it was prevalent and freaking social medias were removing that stuff and banning people. And now it turns out to be true. So I'm a member of the stupid party.
Yeah. We're the member of it's a small club and we ain't invited.
There he is. He's angry at Sotomayor and like telling her, why'd you do me like that? I put you in there for so you could
check a box.
Yeah. No, well, they don't want Trump in the on the ballot. They're gonna throw everything they can at him. And he's leading it. Biden wants to say he's not. He's put people in place who are going to do his bidding, who are going to do his follow his orders. And he's met with these people behind closed doors. All these freaking, some of these generals he's put in there. Freaking.
Oh, my God. Rachel Levine. That's all you got to say. Admiral Rachel Levine, whatever. I don't even know what his real name is. But you're fucking laughing stock. You know, when the fucking put, and I love what that thing says when he's like, I wouldn't have transitioned before having kids. I wouldn't have known about being a parent. I'm like, what the, this is fucking insane. But the shit that comes out of these people's mouths, I'm like, I can't take them serious.
On the issue of this whole men going into women's bathrooms, men going into women's sports. The country should be outraged just on that issue alone that the Democrats are pushing. They're pushing on this shit. Just on that issue alone, 20 years ago, you would have lost every single house, every single seat pushing this insanity.
But why is all this crazy shit happening in Texas and Oklahoma?
Oh, because they're trying to break it. Huh? All right. I wonder if he's going to rip it up. He should and give the same excuse.
I did not look at him and say, fuck you, president.
Yes, here. Yeah.
Is it too low or?
Yeah, it's low. Tony. Cuffs right into the mic. This guy's a fucking mess.
All right.
And the crowd goes mild.
Is that the first man?
Again, 15 minutes and it's going to start wearing off.
If I were smart, I'd go home now.
But he's not.
So he's going to stay.
Mr. Speaker, Madam Vice President, members of Congress, my fellow Americans, in January 1941,
he's screaming.
Franklin Roosevelt came to this chamber to speak to the nation, and he said, I address you at a moment unprecedented in the history of the Union. Hitler was on the march. War was raging in Europe. President Roosevelt's purpose was to wake up Congress and alert the American people that this was no ordinary time. Freedom and democracy were under assault in the world. Tonight, I come to this same chamber to address the nation. Now, it's we who face an unprecedented moment in the history of the Union. And yes, my purpose tonight is to wake up the Congress and alert the American people that this is no ordinary moment either. Not since President Lincoln and the Civil War have freedom and democracy been under assault at home as they are today. What makes our moment rare is that freedom and democracy are under attack at both at home and overseas at the very same time. Overseas, Putin of Russia is on the march, invading Ukraine and sowing chaos throughout Europe and beyond.
Good.
If anybody in this room thinks Putin will stop at Ukraine, I assure you he will not.
You're like, I'll make sure of it.
I like nobody standing up for it.
Ukraine can stop Putin.
No, they can't.
Ukraine no, they can't.
Can stop Putin if we stand with Ukraine.
So the U.S. can stop.
It needs to defend itself.
No. No.
He forgot where he was.
That is all. That is all Ukraine is asking. They're not asking for American soldiers. In fact, there are no American soldiers at war in Ukraine, and I'm determined to keep it that way. But now, assistance to Ukraine is being blocked by those who want to walk away from our world leadership. It wasn't long ago when a Republican president named Ronald Reagan thundered, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Now.
He forgets to make it, the agreement that happened. No further advancement of NATO.
Now my predecessor, a former Republican president, tells Putin, quote, do whatever the hell you want.
What the
that's
fuck?
A
do, that's a quote, he said.
Bowing down to a Russian
do whatever
leader,
the fuck
I
you
think
want.
It's outrageous, it's dangerous, and it's unacceptable.
Time to arrest Trump again, because Trump is Putin's ally. Fascist.
America is a founding member of NATO, the military alliance of democratic nations created after World War II to prevent war and keep the peace. And today, we've made NATO stronger than ever. We welcomed Finland to the alliance last year.
See, and this is the thing. This is the thing that Russia talks about.
And their minister is here tonight.
It is they're encroaching on Russia,
yes.
Which right. We would react the same way if Russia was putting satellite. See, and this if they were doing that in Mexico, in Cuba,
yes.
Right? We would react the same way, and we'd be like, okay, fuck this shit. We're going to invade parts of Mexico to prevent this from happening.
Minister, welcome to NATO, the strongest military alliance the world has ever seen. I say this to Congress. We have to stand up to Putin. Send me a bipartisan national security bill. History is literally watching. History is watching. If the United States walks away, it will put Ukraine at risk. Europe is at risk. The free world will be at risk. It's bolding others to do what they wish to do us harm.
That escalated quickly.
My message to President Putin, who I've known for a long time, is simple. We will not walk away.
You know what's insane? You're addressing the nation who
talking about
is right now.
Yeah.
Destroyed
economically,
financially, immigration, all this. Yeah. And we're talking about fucking Ukraine.
Yeah.
The 51st state.
Yeah.
I this is disgusting.
Because again, we know
this
what this is.
Should have been at the end of his speech.
It's laundering money. That's what this is.
Yeah.
just like history watched 3 years ago on January 6th.
Shut the fuck up.
When insurrection stormed,
shut your mouth.
The dagger to throat of American
piece of shit.
Many of you are here on that darkest of days. We all saw with our own eyes the insurrectionists were not patriots. They'd come to stop the peaceful transfer of power.
Disgusting human being.
The will of the people. January 6th lies about the 2020 election and the plots to steal the election posed a great, gravest threat to U.S. democracy.
Oh, God, he's useless.
What is he staring at?
He's looking at the prompter.
America, oh,
he's reading from the prompter.
Wonder how big the font is.
See, every Republican there should be fucking booing the shit out of this shit.
Strong and democracy prevails. We must be honest. The threat to democracy must be defended.
What?
My predecessor and some of you here seek to bury the truth about January 6th. I will not do that. This is the moment
play
to
the
speak
tape,
the truth
asshole.
And to
play
bury
the tape.
Lies.
Exactly.
Here's the simple truth. You can't love your country only when you win.
You know what the irony of this is? Is that none of those people there love the country. They all claim it's founded on white supremacy.
Ever since being elected to office, I ask all of you without regard to party to join together and defend democracy. Remember your oath of office is defending us all threats, foreign and domestic.
Well, he's the biggest threat.
Yeah.
Respect free and fair elections. Restore trust in our institutions. And make clear political violence has absolutely no place. No place in America. Zero place.
Democrats are the one fucking shooting people.
This is what they're going to run on, right?
Oh, yeah. No, this is it. This is all they got.
And this is what they're going to use to lock down the country because they're going to, it's a threat to democracy. It's not, we're not in a democracy, Biden. This is a constitutional republic. This is one thing that we need to take back, this idea that we live in a democracy. He's a moron. But this is the tactic that they're using to try to take over the language and to try to control it. Because to your point, the article that you sent earlier is as soon as they can take control of the language and, oh, now you hate crimes because of something that you said, you mislabeled somebody. This is how they're going to go around the freedom of speech. That's another issue they're running around on, abortion.
Nobody talks about abortion anymore.
Unless Congress acts, it could happen again. So tonight, let's stand up for families like hers. To my friends across the aisle, don't keep this waiting any longer.
Guarantee. Why do they love killing babies?
Guarantee it nationwide.
So he's praising a girl. This girl couldn't get an abortion?
What? No, why would they put I think the AVF, the vitro.
The
fertilization.
What? Oh, in vitro fertilization.
Yeah. Got it right.
No, they're talking about abortion.
I thank Vice President Harris for
right, but now they're lumping AVF into Roe v. Wade for women's reproductive rights.
Thank you. My predecessor came to office determined to see Roe v. Wade overturned.
Jesus.
He's the reason it was overturned, and he brags about it. Look at the chaos that has resulted. Joining us tonight is Kate Cox, the wife and mother from Dallas. She's become pregnant again and had a fetus of a fatal condition. Her doctor told Kate that her own life and her ability to have children of children
Jesus.
In the future were at
risk.
Yeah. The pills are wearing off.
Because Texas
law wearing off.
Banned her
get them out of there.
Act. Kate and her husband had to leave the state to get what she needed. What her family got through should have never happened as well. But it's happening
oh my
to
God.
The others. There are state laws banning the freedom to choose, criminalizing doctors, forcing survivors of rape and incest to leave their states to get the treatment they need.
Many Miles, like, I swallowed them all.
And my predecessor are promising to pass a national ban on reproductive freedom. My God, what freedom else would you take away? Look, it's a decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. The Supreme Court majority wrote the following. And with all due respect, justices, women are not without electoral power. Electoral or political power. You're about to realize just how much you were right about that.
What is he? What is he threatening?
Yeah.
Is he threatening the court? What? How are they going to find out? Is it going to be voted out?
Because women are going to vote. Women are going to vote, and
this is why women shouldn't be voting, dude.
There you go.
Abolish the 19th, man.
I'm all about that.
Overturning Roe v. Wade have no clue about the power of women, but they found out. When reproductive freedom was on the ballot, we won in 2022 and 2020, and we'll win again in 2024.
In 2022, in what other year? 2022.
Oh, yeah, that's what they're going to run on. They're banking on women, but
I don't think it's they're going to win. Pick. They're going to, you know, it'll hold up well, but it's like not a big thing. That's why Republicans ain't talking about it.
When you can't put food on the table, all these women who are led by you hit them where it hurts the most.
Yeah, I don't see men crying on Instagram and TikTok videos about can't affording rent. It's single white women that are crying that they got to work three jobs and I got no money and blah blah blah.
No husband.
The country was hit by the worst pandemic and the worst economic crisis in a century.
Plandemic.
Remember the fear, record losses. Remember the spikes in crime and the murder rate, raging virus that took more than 1 million American lives of loved ones, millions left behind. A mental health crisis of isolation and loneliness.
They brought on.
Their policies did that.
My predecessor failed the most basic presidential duty that he owes to American people, the duty to care. I think that's unforgivable.
Lies. I love it.
I came to office determined to get us through
somebody yelled lies.
Periods in the nation's history. We have. It doesn't make new, but in news in 1,000 cities and towns, the American people are writing the greatest comeback story never told.
What?
I have no idea what the fuck he's saying.
So let's tell the story here.
Fucking Bernie wearing a mask.
Tell it here and now.
Of course.
America's comeback is building the future of American possibilities, building an economy from the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down, investing in all America, in all Americans, to make every
shot. He said it wrong, by the way.
Shot, and we leave no one behind.
You know what's crazy is that the middle class has suffered the most here.
Well, that's the point.
And that's the point.
Communism is
being used to beat
cancer, turning setback into comeback. That's what America does. That's what America does. Folks, my inherited economy is on the brink. Now our economy is literally the envy of the world. 15 million new jobs in just 3 years. A record. A record.
That's people going back to work. People going back to work
jobs.
And getting two jobs because they can't afford. 50-year
lows. And most of them are government jobs.
Exactly.
A record 16 million Americans are starting small businesses, and each one is a literal act of hope. With historic job growth and small business growth for Black and Hispanics and Asian Americans, 800,000 new manufacturing jobs in America and counting. Where is it written we can't be the manufacturing capital of the world? We are, we will. More people have health insurance today. More people have health insurance today than ever before. The racial wealth gap is as small as it's been in 20 years. Wages keep going up. Inflation keeps coming down. Inflation has dropped from 9% to 3%, the lowest in the world, and tending lower.
That's a lie.
The landing is and will be soft. And now, instead of importing foreign products and exporting American jobs, we're exporting American products and creating American jobs. Right here in America, where they belong. And it takes time, but the American people are beginning to feel it. Consumer studies show consumer confidence is soaring.
What?
Buy America has been the law of the land since the 1930s. Past administrations, including my predecessor, including some Democrats as well in the past, failed to buy American. Not anymore. On my watch, federal projects that you fund, like helping build American roads, bridges, and highways, will be made with American products and built by American workers.
And illegals that I let in the country.
Huh?
And by illegals that I allow into the country.
Exactly. You know, yeah, go ahead, Tim.
I was going to say, Trump should have did a state, his own State of the Union during this one and see what happens next.
I think he'll give a nice response.
Drove up the price of everything from cell phones to automobiles. And by the way, we invented those chips right here in America. Well, instead of having to import them, private companies are now investing billions of dollars to build new chip factories in America, creating tens of thousands of jobs. Many of those jobs paying $100,000 a year and don't require a college degree.
Yeah.
In fact, my policies have attracted $650 billion in private sector investment in clean energy, advanced manufacturing, creating tens of thousands of jobs here in America. And thanks to our bipartisan infrastructure law, 46,000 new projects have been announced all across your communities. And by the way, I noticed some of you have strongly voted against it, or they're cheering on that money coming in. I like it. I'm with you. And if any of you don't want that money in your district, just let me know. Modernizing our roads and bridges, ports and airports, public transit systems. Removing poisonous lead pipes so every child can drink clean water without risking brain damage.
I guarantee Flint, Michigan is still fucked.
Yeah. Here's what they... The government in general always touts that they're going to do this and they're going to do that and they're going to... You've been there for such a long time. And every time people support you, it deteriorates. Like if you look at roads, anybody who goes, but they've been promising this year after year, and you just got to give them another 4 years and they're going to pump money and this and that. Mm-hmm. And they're just printing money. This is what the federal government is doing, printing money. I was hearing somebody say, you know, the government could pay everything if it just printed money and not even tax the American people. The amount that's brought in versus the amount that's printed is overshadowed by the amount that's printed. And so technically, they don't have to collect taxes, but it gives the citizen the illusion that they are providing for the government, that they're providing for that single mother who needs health care. They're providing for roads and all this and all that. But it's all a lie. And so everything that Biden's talking about, it's all great. Look how much inflation has been thrown into the economy, and it's making the cost of everything rise. And that's the thing. Like you can say all these beautiful things, Biden, but it's just he's just basically saying a campaign speech here. This is all this is, and he's going to take advantage of this. It's garbage.
Because instead of watching auto jobs of the future go overseas, 4,000 union jobs with higher wages are building the future in Belvedere right here in America.
Belvedere? Again,
that's the private sector jumping hurdles to against the federal government and all these regulations. It's not because of you, Biden.
Sean, where are you? Stand up.
Is there a union boss?
And Dawn Sims, a third-generation worker, UAW worker at Belvedere.
Sean, how did I know? How did I know?
I was proud to be the first president to stand on the picket line. And today, Dawn has a good job in her hometown, providing stability for her family and pride and dignity as well. Showing once again, Wall Street didn't build America. They're not bad guys. They didn't build it, though. The middle class built the country, and unions built the middle class.
Oh, what is that thing?
They, them.
Oof. I say to the ugly American bitch. People,
when America gets knocked down, we get back up. We keep going.
Why is he angry? Why is he angry?
Because he's an angry old fuck.
Look at his face. Like, if you
he's
were
about to drop an N-bomb soon.
If you were so inspired, you know what I mean? Like, a proud of America. Why is he yelling and angry?
Tonight, we look can at proudly him. Say the state of our union is strong and getting stronger.
Angry. Look at this thing over here. What the fuck?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I can't stand looking at her.
Tonight.
Yeah, good luck with that one, guys.
Tonight, no. I want to talk about the future of possibilities that we can build together. A future where the days of trickle-down economics are over. And the wealthy and the biggest corporations no longer get all the tax breaks. And by the way, I understand corporations. I come from a state that has more corporations invested than every one of your states in the state, United States combined.
Yeah, they all incorporate there because they have to pay taxes.
Exactly. I grew up
in a home where trickle-down economics didn't put much on my dad's kitchen table. That's why I determined to turn things around so middle class does well. When they do well, the poor are way up and the wealthy still do very well. We all do well. And there's more to do to make sure you're feeling the benefits of all we're doing. Americans pay more for prescription drugs than anywhere in the world. It's wrong, and I'm ending it.
Trump ended it, though. That's what's said.
Yeah, going back to the whole Delaware thing, you know, again, I think Elon was saying that he was going to leave because they're going after him.
Not one of you Republican buddies voted for it. We finally beat Big Pharma. Instead of paying $400 a month or thereabouts for insulin with diabetes, and it only costs $10 to make, they only get paid $35 a month now and still make a healthy profit.
You know, that's a policy that Trump had put in place and that he took off and now he put back in place and wants to take credit for it.
Right. This is what communists do. I'm sorry. He's a communist.
For years, people have talked about it, but finally we got it done and gave Medicare the power to negotiate lower prices on prescription drugs, just like the VA is able to do for veterans. That's not just saving seniors money. It's saving taxpayers money. We cut the federal deficit by $160 billion.
But we're growing $1 trillion every 100 days.
Yeah. A billion is nothing compared to the trillions that you added to the debt. Dumb fuck.
This year, Medicare is negotiating lower prices for some of the costliest drugs on the market that treat everything from heart disease to arthritis. It's now time to go further and give Medicare the power to negotiate lower prices for 500 different drugs over the next decade. We're making a lot of money, guys. And they'll still be extremely profitable. We'll not only save lives, it will save taxpayers another $200 billion. Starting next year, the same law caps total prescription drug costs for seniors on Medicare at $2,000 a year. Even for expensive cancer drugs, it costs $10,000, $12,000, $15,000. Now I want to cap prescription drug costs at $2,000 a year for everyone. Folks, I'm going to get in trouble for saying that, but if you want to get an Air Force One and fly to Toronto, Berlin, Moscow, I mean, excuse me, and it, well, even Moscow, probably.
Moscow?
And bring a prescription with you.
What a fucking moron.
40% the cost you're paying now. Same company, same drug, same place.
Folks, go to Moscow with him.
Affordable Care Act, the old Obamacare. It's still a very big deal.
What do you think Putin's going to say? Come on over. These guys, they talk about price capping and everything. Like, have they not learned? It doesn't work. Price controls.
Million of you can no longer be denied health insurance because
look at the Soviet Union. They cap things.
But my predecessor and many in this chamber want to take
the drug
away by repealing the Affordable Care Act.
Well, idiot. Because here's the deal. He knows.
Oh, he whispered.
Oh, he's whispering.
He whispered.
We stopped you 50 times before and we'll stop you again.
What's he talking about?
Finally, I don't know.
I'm not only protecting it, I'm expanding it.
Obamacare.
Tax credits of $800 per person per year reduce health care costs for millions of working families. That tax credit expires next year. I want to make that savings permanent. To state the obvious, women are more than half our population, but research on women's health has always been underfunded. That's why we're launching the first ever White House initiative on women's health research, led by Jill, doing an incredible job as first lady.
Yeah, look at that fucking thing.
Oh, God.
Fucking Alice Cooper's fucking twin right there. She really does look like Alice Cooper. Like, if she put the eyeliner under her eyes and some leather, she'd look like Alice Cooper.
What a hag. For $12 billion to transfer women's health research and benefit millions of lives all across America. I know the cost of housing is so important to you.
This fucking guy's a mess.
It keeps coming down, mortgage rates will come down as well.
And the government
acknowledges that. But I'm not waiting. I want to provide an annual tax credit that will give Americans $400 a month for the next 2 years as mortgage rates come down, to put toward their mortgages when they buy their first home or trade up for a little more space. Just for 2 years.
All that is buying votes.
You got to be LMNOP, you got to be a minority, you got to fucking have a negative 500 fucking credit score to get the $400 tax credit.
Right.
You can save $1,000 or more as a consequence. For millions of renters, we're cracking down on big landlords who use antitrust law, who break antitrust laws.
Oh my God.
Price fixing and driving up rents. We've cut red tape so builders can get federally financing, which is already helping build a record 1.7 million new housing units nationwide.
Apartments. Apartments.
Yeah.
Not housing units.
Yeah.
Apartments.
Yeah. Little, you know.
And bring those rents down.
So the federal government's going to compete. Right? They're going to offer their solution and just drive the cost of everything up.
Yep.
That's what it does.
Strongest economy in the world. We need to have the best education system in the world. And I suspect all of you, want to give a child, every child, a good start by providing access to preschool for 3 and 4 years old.
You know, so they can indoctrinate them sooner. Insanity.
I think I pointed out last year that children coming from broken homes where there's no books, not read to, not spoken to very often, start school, kindergarten, or first grade, having heard a million fewer words spoken. Well, studies show that children who go to preschool are nearly 50% more likely to finish high school, go on to earn a 2- and 4-year degree, no matter what their background is.
You know, those degrees mean nothing when they're in bullshit. You know, they're bullshit degrees on gender studies and all that bull crap. This is what they don't mention. It's like, oh yeah, you go out and get a college degree, but how many people work in the field that they got their college degree on? And that goes to show you that it's all garbage. It's all broken system.
Oh shit.
And I asked them what they need most, the CEOs.
I got it.
And you've had the same experience on both sides though. They say a better educated workforce, right? So I looked at them. And I say, I come from Delaware. DuPont used to be the 8th largest corporation in the world. And every new enterprise they bought, they educated the workforce to that enterprise. But none of you do that anymore. Why are you angry with me
providing you the opportunity for the best educated workforce in the world. And they all looked at me and said, I think you're right.
I doubt.
Expand high quality tutoring and summer.
What the fuck is he even trying to say?
To read by third grade. I'm also connecting local businesses and high schools so students get hands-on experience and a path to good-paying job, whether or not they go to college. And I want to make sure the college is more affordable. Let's continue increasing the Pell Grants to working and middle-class families and increase record investments in HBCU and minority-serving institutions, including Hispanic institutions. When I was told I couldn't universally just change the way in which we dealt with student loans, I fixed two student loan programs that already existed to reduce the burden of student debt for nearly 4 million Americans, including nurses, firefighters, and others in public service.
Gave away my money.
Keenan Jones, a public educator from Minnesota, who's here with us tonight. Keenan, where are you?
Uh-huh.
Thank you. He's educated hundreds of students so they can go to college. Now he's able to help, after debt forgiveness, get his own daughter to college.
Let's sit down, dude. Oh, what? Did they stand up for every little fucking thing?
Yeah.
Such relief is good for the economy because folks
do the Nancy Pelosi clap.
Buy a home, start a business, start a family. While we're at it, I want
so
public
painful.
School teachers a raise.
This is painful, bro.
Yeah, it's free money after free money. We're going to dump this. We're going to do that. We're going to throw this money here. We're going to throw more money there. It's like, again, Reagan said it best. You know, he was quoting Reagan earlier. It's like when the government comes in, you know, the scariest words in the English language. I'm from the government here. I'm here to help. Or what did he say? No, he said government is not the solution to the problem. Government is the problem. All they have to do is get out of the way, get rid of the red tape, get rid of all this freaking excessive tax, all this regulation, and let the private sector do its thing. And no special deals for, you know, your friends, you know. You get rid of that shit, the economy works. Capitalism works.
A fair tax code is how we invest things to make this country great. Healthcare, education, defense, and so much more. But here's the deal. The last administration enacted a $2 trillion tax cut. Overwhelmingly benefit the top 1%, the very wealthy and the biggest corporation. And exploded the federal deficit. They added more to the national debt than any presidential term in American history. Check the numbers. Folks at home, does anybody really think the tax code is fair?
No.
Do you really think the wealthy and big corporations need another $2 trillion tax break?
They write the fucking laws.
Yeah.
Congress writes the fucking tax laws.
you
this
could,
is fucking wild,
you could
bro.
Tax, this is the intent. You could tax every company 100% and bring them out of business. It still wouldn't pay for everything that he's promising. It wouldn't.
Republicans tomorrow morning need to put a fucking bill in place that says, okay, cool. What our tax proposal is, we're going to tax the rich 13% increase on the rich making above this amount. See if they fucking sign it. Pass it and see if the Democrats vote for it.
Call their bluff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because it's the same people who donate to them.
Right. You got to call their bluff. Mm-hmm. Got to call their bluff.
Remember in 2020, 55 of the biggest companies in America made $40 billion and paid zero in federal
taxes. All Democrat ran.
Zero. Not anymore. Thanks to the law I wrote.
Exactly. They all donated to Democrats.
Pay a minimum of 15%. But that's still less than working people pay in federal taxes. It's time to raise corporate minimum tax to at least 21%.
Then and then they leave, and there's no jobs.
Right.
Every big corporation finally begins to pay their fair share.
Like the best example of that is California, right?
Big pharma, big oil, private checks, massive executive pay when it's only supposed to be $1 million that could be deducted. They can pay them $20 million if they want, but deduct $1 million. End it now. You know, there are 1,000 billionaires in America. You know what the average federal tax is for those billionaires? No. They're making great sacrifices.
They all donate 2%. To him.
That's far less than the vast majority of Americans pay.
Uh-huh.
No billionaire should pay a lower federal tax rate than a teacher, a sanitation worker, or a nurse. I propose a minimum tax for billionaires.
That guy just flipped the camera.
Just 25%.
What happened?
One of the guys just flashed the camera. There's titties out there.
And imagine what that could do for America. Imagine a future with affordable child care. Millions of families can get they need to go to work to help grow the economy. Imagine a future with paid leave because no one should have to choose
between. Imagine a world where women stayed home with their fucking kids and raised them.
Yeah.
Holy shit, what a fucking concept.
This is the crazy thing about it is that it's all promising government taking care of everything from birth, you know, with kindergarten, whatever, daycares, basically for children all the way till, you know, they're old. The government will be there. This is the rhetoric that you hear from these people. This is all they say all day, every day. Government's going to come to help. We're going to provide this. We're going to provide that. We're going to promise you this. It's like, no, let people keep their money. Right?
Social Security than millionaires and billionaires do. It's not fair. We have two ways to go. Republicans can cut Social Security and give more tax breaks to the wealthy. That's the proposal. Oh, no. You guys don't want another $2 trillion tax cut? I kind of thought that's what your plan was. Well, that's good to hear. You're not going to cut another $2 trillion for the super wealth. That's good to hear. I'll protect and strengthen Social Security and make the wealthy pay their fair share.
Yeah, like straight from Karl Marx. Even the language, dude. It's communism. It's class. You know, you pit... You pit the classes against each other, and who's going to come and save the day? Government.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start cracking down on corporations engaged in price gouging and deceptive pricing, from food to healthcare to housing. In fact, the snack companies think you won't notice if they change the size of the bag and put a hell of a lot fewer, same size bag, put fewer chips in it. No, I'm not joking.
Well, Bidenomics.
It's called Bidenomics. It's called your economy, buddy. It's your policies. And you know what? That may not be such a bad thing. People
maybe,
eating less.
Maybe the
junk
fat person
food.
Needs to put down the chip.
Exactly.
Eat less ice cream.
You probably all saw that commercial on Snickers bars. You get charged the same amount, and you got about, I don't know, 10% fewer Snickers in it. Look. I'm also getting rid of junk fees, those hidden fees at the end of your bill that are there without your knowledge. My administration announced we're cutting credit card late fees from $32 to $8.
But you're...
Banks and credit
they're
card
just...
companies...
How do they have any control over the credit card companies and what they charge for late fees?
Regulations. They just pop past... Yeah. This is how they control.
Why is the government getting involved in that? There's no reason for the government to be involved in
exactly.
That.
If you don't like the credit card, you don't cut it up. It. You cut it up and stop using it.
Girl, you need to cut it.
But it doesn't just end there. Like if they can do that to credit cards, where else are they going to control?
Everywhere.
Exactly. And if you're a small business owner, then they can come in and say, well, no, you can't charge that much for whatever you're selling.
Yeah. You can't charge a less price than the government. You know, you have to do this.
Yeah. Because once the government gets involved, that's what the plan is, the government to get involved in everything and compete again. So that's why, you know, like if you look at student loans, once the government got involved and why would banks now want to do that when they can't compete against that? And so to your point, school tuition goes up, everything goes up, and the government continues to collect more money because now schools are more expensive and everybody, it's like, and who's benefiting? Do you think Joe Schmo who's paying? No, the people aren't benefiting. Who's benefiting? The schools were charging more. It's insanity.
100 more immigration judges help tackle the backload of 2 million cases. 4,300 more asylum officers and new policies so they can resolve cases in 6 months instead of 6 years now. What are you against?
Close the border.
100 more high-tech drug detection machines to significantly increase the ability to screen and stop vehicles smuggling fentanyl into America. That's killing thousands of children. This bill would save lives and bring order to the border. It would also give me and any new president new emergency authority to temporarily shut down the border when the number of migrants at the border is overwhelming. The Border Patrol
Union can do that now. This bill. He can do that now. He doesn't need a law for that.
Look at the facts. I know you know how to read.
What is Kamala standing up for?
I believe that given the opportunity for a majority in the House and Senate would endorse the bill as well, a majority right now. But unfortunately, politics has derailed this bill so far. I'm told my predecessor called members of Congress in the Senate to demand they block the bill. He feels political win. He viewed it as would be a political win for me and a political loser for
him. Like he short-circuited.
It's not about him. It's not about me. I'd be a winner. Not really.
He gets distracted. That's MTG.
Uh-oh. The pills really worn off.
Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right.
His fault.
Oh, he said the perm illegal.
Killed by illegals. To her parents, I say, my heart goes out to you, having lost children myself. I understand.
I think he thinks they're there.
If we change the dynamic at the border,
I don't think nobody told them they weren't there.
People pay these smugglers $8,000 to get across the border because they know if they get by,
He's telling the secrets that we've all been saying that is a conspiracy.
And it's worth taking the chance of the $8,000. But if it's only 6 weeks. The idea is it's highly unlikely that people will pay that money and gum all that way, knowing that they'll be able to be kicked out quickly. Folks,
I just want to punch him in the face.
I would respectfully suggest my friend and my Republican friends.
He's a liar. He's lying, dude.
Done. We need to act now.
Then act now, you piece of shit. You exactly. have the power to do it.
He can. He can very well do it. He doesn't do it. He can send. The freaking military to close the border. He won't do it. And instead, he puts him around the Capitol, barricading himself in.
Dude, some fucking guys wearing a Ukraine flag wrapped around.
What happened, Jeremy?
He's in Texas, right? They're putting up the barbed wire. He's got his assholes down there pulling it down.
Pulling it down. Who does he think he's fooling? He's not fooling anybody. Everybody sees through his lies.
Country. I will not separate families.
You separate families when somebody commits a crime. You separate kids from their families.
Unlike my
it's the same thing.
On my first day in office, I introduced a comprehensive bill to fix our immigration system. Take a look at it, as all these and more. Secure the border. Provide a pathway to citizenship for dreamers. And so much more.
Dreamers.
But unlike my predecessor, I know who we are as Americans. We're the only nation in the world with a heart and soul that draws from old and new, home to Native Americans and ancestors have been here for thousands of years, home to people of every place, from every place on earth. They came freely. Some came in chains. Some came when famine struck, like my ancestral family in Ireland.
Yeah, but they didn't get a free phone, free housing, free health care, free everything, and free check every month. Okay? This is the difference. Piece of shit.
Look, folks. We have a simple choice. We can fight about fixing the border, or we can fix it. I'm ready to fix it. Send me the border bill now.
Nah, I'm kidding.
A transformational moment in history happened 59 years ago today in Selma, Alabama. Hundreds of foot soldiers for justice marched across the Edmund Pettus Bridge, named after the Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux Klan, to claim their fundamental right to vote.
What is he talking about, the Ku Klux Klan?
They were bloody and left for dead.
The guy he supported.
Our late friend and former colleague, John Lewis, was
Robert
on that
Byrd.
March. We miss him.
Is he talking about Robert Byrd?
No, I forget who he's talking about.
Oh, John Lewis.
Yeah, he's exactly. He fought against. You know, one thing that, you know, if we want to erase everything that had, you know, every statue of every person who owned slaves, blah blah blah, we should get rid of the Democratic Party. They let everything. You know, the Ku Klux Klan was founded by the Democrats. Everything that they opposed, every civil rights legislation that passed was opposed by Democrats
for like a year.
Yeah. So if we want to abolish the relics of history that, you know, belong in history, let's do that with the Democratic Party.
Republicans are pussies.
But 59 years later, their force has taken us back in time.
Voter you are.
Suppression, election subversion, unlimited dark money, extreme gerrymandering. John Lewis is a great.
Are you saying that the elections
here
can be manipulated by it?
Want to honor him.
Is that what he's saying? Sounds like an insurrectionist to me.
Time to do more than talk. Pass the Freedom to Vote Act, the John Lewis Voting Rights Act.
What? Is he saying that?
Yes.
A need to pass a law for voting?
Yeah. Yeah, no, what it is it makes it easier for people to cheat. That's what this is.
Yeah, ballot drop boxes, yeah. No signature verification, exactly. Illegals can vote in fucking...
ballot harvesting.
You know, every election, yeah, ballot harvesting, like, you know.
All that shit.
Let's make history. I want to protect fundamental rights. Pass the Equality Act. And my message to transgender Americans, I have your back.
I'm sure he does.
It's the PRO Act. The workers' rights. Raise the federal minimum wage. Because every worker has a right to a decent living more than $7 an hour.
So when the minimum wage goes up, so does the cost of living for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that inflation just keeps going higher. So you can make $100 an hour. Collect. If everybody made $100 an hour, they'd still be broke.
Yeah. Collect more taxes to give it to more people so that the prices can go up. And now the private sector, the private sector now has to compete against the government who's raising the prices of everything. People don't fucking think this. They're stage one thinkers.
Because they're,
oh,
fucking,
yeah,
they're fucking retards.
Retards.
They went to college and
but the vast majority
retarded
of the people who vote Democrat, Tim, and who are putting these people in power are women. White women.
Yeah.
And taking action on environmental justice, fence line communities smothered by the legacy of pollution.
Uh-huh.
And pattern after the Peace Corps and America Corps.
All he has to do is hold his breath for 10 minutes and climate change goes away.
20,000 young people to work in the forefront of our clean energy future. I'll triple that number in a decade.
More government workers. More government workers for nonsense. Who cares if there's CO2 in
that
in
guy the air? Needs it's more, climate change right there.
Oh yeah,
he's fat. It's
more food for trees. They live off of the carbon dioxide. So what? Don't you want a green planet? If we get rid of carbon dioxide, it means less trees, and if that means less trees, that means there's Thank also you. Less oxygen. Like, there's no logic. And the same people who are advocating to remove meat are because of animals are the same people who are going to eat the plants that give us oxygen. It's just fucking insanity. No logic.
Last year,
somebody was yelling. I think MTG was just yelling right now.
It's doing nothing. You know what I mean? That's all they're going to talk about. Oh, Republicans are this. People go, yeah, it's disrespectful.
More community police officers, more mental health workers, more community violence intervention. Communities the tool to crack down on gun crime, retail crime, and carjacking. Keep building trust as I've been doing by taking executive action on police reform and calling for it to be the law of the land. Directing my cabinet to review the federal classification of marijuana and expunging thousands of convictions for the mere possession, because no one should be jailed for simply using or having on their record.
Oh, that's a changing tune.
Take on crimes and domestic...
Remember the law he passed?
I'm ramping up the federal enforcement of the violence...
We forget about the crime law.
Yeah.
A little tiny piece of crack puts you away forever.
Finally, finally end the scourge against women in America.
Meanwhile, his fucking cracked out son.
There are other kinds of violence I want to stop. With us tonight is Jasmine, whose 9-year-old sister Jackie was murdered with 21 classmates and teachers in elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. Very soon after that happened, Jill and I went to Uvalde for a couple of days. We spent hours and hours with each of the families.
We talked to the cops about not letting everybody into the fucking building.
Chamber could hear the same message.
Yeah, who got orders?
And I was there for hours, meeting with
cowards, freaking family who wanted to go in and they were held back.
Do something. Well, I did do something by establishing the first ever office of gun violence prevention in the White House.
But the Vice can't listen to this fucking guy.
Thank you for doing it. Meanwhile.
What is this they them doing there?
My predecessor. I don't know. Look at fucking Ukraine.
He's proud he did nothing on guns when he was president. Oof. After another shooting in Iowa recently, he said, when asked what to do about it, he said, just get over it. There's his quote. Just get over it.
Fucking Trump.
Stop it.
Just tweets out, pass the Freedom to Cheat in Voting Act.
Exactly. Exactly, which is what it is. That's exactly. They give it a beautiful name.
Oh, fucking Trump.
Most significant gun safety law in nearly 30 years because of this Congress. We now must beat the NRA again. I'm demanding a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines.
What is it? Can you define it?
No.
What which ones are is an assault rifle, Biden? Are we going to include assault knives? Are we going to include assault books? This is where
fucking Trump, Biden, Harris, endorsed by Vladimir Putin.
Oh,
fucking Trump!
I know the last 5 months have been gut wrenching for so many people, for the Israeli people, for the Palestinian people, and so many here in America.
Oh, he might get booze from the Democrats here.
Began on October 7th with the massacre by a terrorist group called Hamas, as you all know.
Uh-oh.
1,200.
Uh-oh. Be careful, Biden.
People, women and girls, men and boys, slaughtered after enduring sexual violence. The deadliest day for the Jewish people since the Holocaust. And 250 hostages taken. Here in this chamber tonight, our families whose loved ones are still
Sounds like he's about to fucking have a heart attack.
I pledge to all the families that we will not rest until we bring every one of your loved ones home. We also.
They all stand up for Israel.
We'll see what he says. He might get
No.
We will all
also work around the clock to bring home Evan and Paul, Americans being unjustly detained by the Russians and others around the world.
Quickly deflected.
Israel has a right to go after Hamas.
Oh.
Hamas ended this conflict by releasing hostages, laying down arms, could end it by releasing the hostages, laying down arms, and
what the fuck?
Responsible for October 7th.
Jeez.
But Israel has a Israel has a burden.
He's going to shake everybody's hand on the way out, too. Population like
cowards. They're not going to like this, but I'm telling you, these people who are, these Palestinians, these fucking...
Israel also has a fundamental responsibility, though, to protect innocent civilians in Gaza. This war... has taken a greater toll on innocent civilians than all previous wars.
There they are.
I love them. They're my favorite people.
Palestinians have been killed.
I love this squad.
Most of whom are not Hamas. Thousands and thousands of innocents, women and children, girls and boys, also orphaned. Nearly 2 million more Palestinians under bombardment or displacement. Homes destroyed, neighbors in rubble, cities in ruin. Families without food, water, medicine. It's heartbreaking.
Families without food.
Stop to establish an immediate ceasefire that would last for 6 weeks to get all the prisoners released, all the hostages released, to get the hostages home, and ease the intolerable and humanitarian crisis, and build toward an enduring, something more enduring. The United States has been leading international efforts to get more humanitarian assistance to Gaza.
I don't even know what he's saying, man.
I'm directing the U.S.
True international depression.
Mission like it takes
to establish a temporary pier in the Mediterranean on the coast of Gaza that can receive large shipments carrying food, water, medicine, and temporary shelters. No U.S. boots will be on the ground. The temporary pier will enable a massive increase in the amount of humanitarian assistance getting into Gaza every day.
Nobody gives a shit about Gaza. Fuck them.
And Israel must do its part. Israel must allow.
He's trying to play a fine line here.
Oh, he's trying to play both sides.
Yeah, because you know you got the Jewish in New York, and you got the Palestinian, the big people who are now Democrats. So that's their latest.
Yeah,
you know?
and you have to worry about the Central America, the Middle America vote.
Yeah.
Where they dumped them all.
Lives has to be priority. As we look to the future, the only real solution to the situation is a two-state solution over time.
Oh.
And I say this.
Netanyahu's not going to be happy. Not in my house.
Career, yeah, he won't do it.
A stronger record with Israel than I do. I challenge any of you here. I'm the only American president to visit Israel in wartime. But there is no other path that guarantees Israel's security and democracy.
Yes.
There is no other path that guarantees Palestinians can live in peace with peace and dignity. And there's no other path that guarantees peace between Israel and all of its neighbors, including Saudi Arabia, with whom I'm talking. Creating stability in the Middle East also means containing the threat posed by Iran. That's why I built a coalition of more than a dozen countries to defend international shipping and freedom of navigation in the Red Sea.
Houthis killed somebody today. Killed a non-military.
As commander in chief, I will not
hesitate ships.
To direct further measures to protect our people and our military personnel.
17 wars. I've never seen anything like this.
This guy talks a big game. He's like, I've been out there. Every Democrat administration and Republican administration has, in the last 30, 40 years, has been involved in some type of conflict, either in Europe or the Middle East. Only one man didn't. In fact, the man shook hands with fucking, he walked across the DMZ.
And said, supposedly fucking do it.
Supposedly we were going to fucking go to a nuclear war, and he's going to set every nuclear war. Not one war, dude. And in fact, during that time, he annihilated the fucking Taliban.
Yeah. Kim Jong-un, whatever his name is, fat boy,
Yeah.
He was shook when Trump was like, oh, I'm going to step right across it. He's probably like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. I'm calling you bluff, motherfucker. Yeah. Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a guy who fucking, and you know, I remember memes back then at that time, and they would show Obama, like he was looking from a distance with binoculars at the DMZ, and then compared to Trump, he's like crossing, you know, going across the border there. So Biden can talk a big game. Oh, I was, you know, I went to Israel. I did all this. But how many peace treaties did you sign? Did you put the embassy in Jerusalem? What did you do? No, you didn't do any of that shit. So sit down, boy.
To pass my unity agenda. Strengthen fentanyl trafficking. You don't want to do that, huh? Pass bipartisan privacy that says to protect our children online. Harness the promise of AI to protect us from peril.
What? AI? AI
what? Peril? The fuck is wrong with this fucking guy?
Oh, ban AI.
It's our truly sacred obligation to train and equip those we send into harm's way and care for them and their families when they come home and when they don't.
He just randomly put AI there. Did you see that? Did you hear that, Jeremy? He just randomly says, ban AI voice impersonators. That was random.
One of the most significant laws ever. Helping millions of veterans exposed to toxins who now are battling more than 100 different cancers. Many of them don't come home, but we owe them and their families support. We owe it to ourselves to keep supporting our new health research agency called ARPA-H. And remind us that we can do big things, like end cancer as we know it, and we will.
Did you just claim to end cancer?
Let me close with this.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, no shit.
I know you don't want to hear any more, Lindsay, but I got to say a few more things. I know it may not look like it, but I've been around a while. When you get to be my age, certain things become clearer than ever. I know the American story. Again and again, I've seen the contest between competing forces and the battle for the soul of our nation. Between those who want to pull America back to the past and those who want to move America into the future. My lifetime has taught me to embrace freedom and democracy, a future based on core values that have defined America: honesty, decency, dignity, equality.
he ain't none of those things.
To give everyone a fair shot, to give hate no safe harbor. Now other people my age see it differently. The American story of resentment, revenge, and retribution, that's not me. I was born amid World War II, when America stood for the freedom of the world. I grew up in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and Claymont, Delaware, among working-class people who built this country. I watched in horror as two of my heroes, like many of you did, Dr. King and Bobby Kennedy, were assassinated. And their legacies inspired me to pursue a career in service.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
I left the law firm and became a public defender because my city of Wilmington was the only city in America occupied by the National Guard after Dr. King was assassinated because of the riots. And I became a county counselor.
What is he talking about?
I don't know.
United States Senate when I had no intention of running at age 29.
29?
And vice president to our first black president. Now president to the first women vice president.
Identity politics.
Identity politics, yeah. DEI.
In my career, I've been told I was too young. By the way, they didn't let me on the Senate elevators for votes sometimes. Not a joke.
Because he's a fucking retard.
I'm told I'm too old.
Whether you're
old, I've always known what endures. I've known our North Star. The very idea of America is that we're all created equal and deserves to be treated equally throughout our lives. We've never fully lived up to that idea, but we've never walked away from it either. And I won't walk away from it now. I'm optimistic.
This whole speech, he's been angry. Yelling.
I mean, everybody on Twitter saying it's the angriest speech they've ever heard.
Yeah, he's like his face, he's just like yelling. Angry.
He's an old angry fuck. Yeah, get off weird. My lawn.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what he is.
Who we are.
This is his.
How old are our ideas?
It's weird, man.
Hate, anger, revenge, retribution.
He talks about hate. Angry. He's the one angry. Look at him.
Can't lead America with ancient ideas. It'll only take us back. You lead America, the land of possibilities. You need a vision for the future and what can and should be done. Tonight, you've heard mine. I see a future where defending democracy, you don't diminish it. I see a future where we restore the right to choose and protect our freedoms, not take them away. I see a future where the middle class finally has a fair shot and the wealthy have to pay their fair share in taxes. I see a future where we save the planet from the climate crisis and our country from gun violence. Above all, I see a future for all Americans. I see a country for all Americans. And I will always be president for all Americans. Because I believe in America. I believe in you.
Except for the MAGA people. Republicans.
You're the reason we've never been more optimistic about our future than I am now. So let's build the future together. Let's remember who we are. We are the United States of America.
Why is he so fucking angry?
Nine, 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 nine,
nine.
When we act together. God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Why can't he say God bless America? He never says God bless America.
What a yeah, he what an angry speech.
He said harness the promise of AI to protect us from peril.
Yeah.
What no, the
and right
fuck?
After that, and right after that, Tim, he says and ban AI impersonation, whatever, like impersonators. Voice impersonators. I was telling Jeremy, I was like, that was so randomly put in there. It's just two sentences. I guess they were like, we have to cover AI because AI is blowing up right now. So you have to mention it. But it's like, you harness the power of AI.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, and ban AI voice impersonators. I think he...
No. No.
What did he say?
I want to hear a Trump AI impersonator.
Yeah, it's just so weird. Like, why would you want to ban that? Like, what I would say is maybe put controls in it, but like ban it? Really? What?
The GOP because, response coming up next. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. We'll see what they say. Probably nothing cowardice.
Cowards.
Look, again, this is all I noticed from his speech was... He was angry the whole time. Angry. Now, was his last speech like this, Tim?
Yes. Remember when he did the fucking speech with the red behind him? It looked like a fucking Nazi thing and screaming at everybody? Yeah,
but that's like, that was like.
Fuck.
He's so weird.
That was a year ago. Maybe that was 22, but still, every time he does a speech, he's fucking screaming at everybody.
Yeah, it's like giving people
every
a lecture.
Every speech. Like he's trying to show, like I'm an old man that I still got. It's like why? It's like when I tell my dad he can't do something, he starts screaming. Like that's what it looks like. Look like an angry old man.
He looks like Walter the puppet. He does. Yeah, he like fits him exactly.
And then he's got them squinty eyes. He can't even fucking open his eyes. I'm like, oh, this guy's a fucking train wreck. But look at this. Look at these fucking people. It is all old white fucks that fucking are so out of touch with everything that hold on to power. But they say, hey, look, us white people that created all these rules, we know and we're going to fix all those rules. Motherfucker, you created the rules.
Yeah.
Been in Congress 50 fucking years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of, you see Victoria Nuland resigned? The architect of the, she was the bitch behind fucking the Ukraine coup, and then has been dealing with all that shit. Oh yeah, she's been in, all behind the Ukraine stuff. But
why did
dude, check this out. Go look at her old photos from when she got into the government and what she looks like now. Bro, this chick was fucking hot, bro, when she got into government. And now, I mean, she's an old, she's, oof,
how long ago has she
I
been,
don't know who the hell
long ago has she been in it?
I mean, it was probably 30 years.
Oh, well, I mean, that's it.
30 years to not do her justice.
Yeah.
I mean, this chick was looked like a dime. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but not a lot of women age.
Communists don't age very well. They don't.
Well.
They don't.
Wow. I mean, I don't think he said anything.
He ain't moving the needle with votes.
Exactly. I don't think he's
not, he's not going to. But the one thing, you know, you'd mentioned before we started, MAGA. He was going to say MAGA. I don't think I heard it once.
Well, he did talk about the January 6th, the insurrection.
Right, but
he didn't say
MAGA. I think they told him to stay away from that because it does turn people off because you're giving it an exposure. And they're like, oh, yeah, the MAGA people. Like, wait a minute. Wait, economy was good under Trump. And they start – every time you mention MAGA – people start realizing like what Trump is and what he stands for. And it's like, wow, everything was better under him. So if you give him, it's like Beetlejuice, like they can't talk about it. They have to talk about the abortion stuff.
You're right, Tim. And even when he would reference him, he would always say my predecessor.
Yeah. He won't ever mention my name.
I guess that's what they all
do. Trump is a
right?
strong name. It's a brand.
Yeah.
And he's shaking everybody's hand and this motherfucker's been coughing in it. It's disgusting. Not following COVID protocols.
Oh, it's coming. I think like I said, he's not moving any needle. He's not going to, I don't think he convinced anybody. He didn't say anything substantial that, you know, would anybody could come back from and be like, oh, okay, well this was good. Or, oh my God, this was extreme. Or the only thing like I said, I noticed was him just being angry the whole time. Even when he was saying like pleasant things, he was yelling about it. And I'm like, but
God bless him. Yeah. They'll categorize that as being passionate.
No, that's not.
Yeah, he's passionate about his feelings. They'll do that. They're not going to say he's angry.
So somebody was actually taking account on how many times he slurred.
Okay.
Do you want to take a guess how many times?
It's slurred. God, I don't know, 58.
Higher.
Oh wow. Okay.
113 times.
and then what, basically an hour long speech?
You know, I mean, if it was a different time, they would have destroyed him. Maybe okay, let's put it this way. If that was Trump who was slurring, he was clearly slurring. Like he slurred so many times, it was obvious. Like at a point, I'm like, I'm trying to keep up. I'm like, I wish we had a transcript of what he was saying, because it was hard to decipher some of those words. And Tim was saying it like, but 113 slurs during that hour and whatever.
Stop. Did somebody count it?
Yeah. Somebody was taking a tally. And what I was telling Jeremy is this, is like, you know damn well, if that was Trump, they would have had every doctor from every, everywhere saying, is his mental health okay? And for the sake of the country, he needs to be removed. You know damn well they would do that to him. They were doing that to him and he was fine. And yet this guy, he gets a pass.
Oh, I mean, they freaked out about Trump saying he was unfit for office because, like, when he was going down that that ramp and, like, he just held on to the general to make sure he didn't slip. And, like, oh, you see, he's not cognitively fit. And they even tried to have Biden jogging and everything. This motherfucker can't climb up Air Force One. Oh, man, it's windy that day.
Yeah.
It's always windy.
Falls off the
bike. You don't understand. He's so tired and everything.
Falls off the stage.
They had to have this motherfucker go into the belly of the plane. Come on. This is embarrassing. This guy's a fucking joke. He fell off his bike.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that that motherfucker parked his bike, saw a little kid, wanted to go fucking sniff him, and he foot got caught and he fell down.
Yeah. Yeah. Again,
that was the funniest shit ever. Leader of the free world falls off his bike.
He doesn't exude or like there's, I don't have confidence in his ability, in his cognitive ability. I don't, honestly, I don't think he's the one running the country. Every now and then, you know, he'll get, you know, like 40 when he started or when he takes questions, he's like, oh, I'm going to get in trouble if I take questions. He's like, what do you mean, Biden? Who are you going to get in trouble with? You're the president of the United States. And if anybody's going to get in trouble, other people would get in trouble. Not you. You're the leader of the free world. Who are you going to be in trouble with, Biden? His handlers, who would probably tell him, why did you take questions? You're not supposed to take questions. If you take questions, we're not going to support you. Whatever, you know what I mean? Like, he gets threatened. Because he doesn't do well. You know, and this is his like response. I don't know if it's part of him getting this old. His normal response is he just gets angry. Now, remember when in the campaign, I think in the first time around back in 2020 or 2019, and some guy approaches him. They were in like some factory. Some guy approaches him. And then Biden gets all very confrontational with him. Do you remember that time, Tim, where he's like, oh, what did he tell him? but he doesn't like the you know, strong questions like that. And so because he gets flustered, and you noticed it there when he was talking and Marjorie Taylor Greene, whatever, yells something. And he's like, quickly, he's like, oh, loses his train of thought. He doesn't handle questions very well. Whereas you see Trump, like he'll take questions all day, and he's sharp. He's quick. He's quick with his responses. So that, you know, when they say want to compare, to your point, Tim, is the one person is very cognitive and very aware and capable, and the other one is clearly slow and not all there. Like, he's showing the signs of. You know what I mean? Like, when you don't know how you got there and you're like, oh yeah, well, okay, cool. That's how I see Biden, especially on the speech. Like, you know, Tim's like, what is he looking at? He's looking at his freaking speech on the teleprompters. He's like, what I don't understand is why they're insistent. Why they couldn't find anybody else
to run for president.
The last 8 years we've been doing this fucking show, whatever it's been, we've been talking about Trump and then Biden. Oh my God. Like, we used to sit here and talk about why, like, how can people not see all the good that's going on and all the hoaxes, right? The Jesse Smollett and the fucking MP, all the bullshit. And it's all been bullshit, even with all the facts there. And then you look at this guy and you're like, dude, the economy shit. What do you mean the economy shit? It's the best economy ever. What the fuck? Gas, when I tell people, hey, so gas is back up. And we're in an election year. Gas is back up. Another it's almost back to $4 now. Okay. The price of groceries is up. Last night, I went out to dinner with a couple friends. One cheeseburger, right? It was a little fancy, but still, one cheeseburger and two drinks, one mixed and a beer. How much do you think my bill was?
40, 35 something.
It was 49. With tip, it came out to $50.
Yeah.
41. Dude, I took Jeremy and his fucking family out last Sunday, and it didn't even seem that. It was, when you think about going out with six people, and I spent like $100 or 100, whatever it was. That's not, okay, six people. That's about right. This was for one person, for a fucking cheeseburger.
Yeah.
For a cheeseburger. On Sunday, I got a fucking steak.
Well, Burger King or like, yeah, I mean, but like you go into Burger King or a Chick-fil-A, right? You could get a meal for under $10.
Not anymore.
It's like $16. Just a regular meal. Like you get a drink, you get your meal. Yeah. It's skyrocketed. And so when he talks about the economy,
we can afford it.
Great.
And we can afford it.
Yeah. I mean, imagine people who have a bunch of kids.
who you know who are living on minimum wage. But their solution is not, why are the prices so high? Their solution is increase the minimum wage. And it's like, no, you are addressing the branches of the tree, but not the root of the problem. And the root of the problem is government's involvement, government coming into the rescue of everything. The whole COVID shutdown, that shit, unnecessary, that has brought on. And this, it's the main reason for why everything skyrocketed. You tell people to go home, and then government sends all these checks continually and people stop working because, hey, I'm getting a free check from the government. How many people do I know that were like, you know, on that? And until it ran out, then they went back to, you know, doing what they were doing. It's like, how do you expect not to have repercussions? And so we're feeling the repercussions of that. And despite the Federal Reserve being generous to Biden, because they haven't, you know, brought up the interest rate, but there's going to come a time to collect, and that stuff's going to go up. And when it does, and most likely it's going to happen under a Republican administration, because that's what they do, people are going to feel it even more. And so what I think will happen is, if Trump wins, you know, those interest rates are going to go up. And when they do, it's the economy. We're going to feel it. The people, every economist, like I look at some of these videos and documentaries and stuff, and they talk about, you know, during the Great Depression, all the signs that were there prior to the Great Depression. We're seeing that right now. And,
yep.
You know, the reason America has been able to weather this for so long is because the rest of the world trusts the US dollar, right? There is the trust in that. Once that runs out and there's no longer any trust, I was talking to a friend of mine who is a, you know, he invests in stocks and does all this stuff. And I was asking him, like, well, what benefit is there in investing in the stock and making all this money grow, when in the end, once it gets overinflated, it's just paper, and it's not going to be worth anything. So shouldn't we, you know, diversify? And I was just asking him, like, financial advice, and I'm like, shouldn't we, you know, diversify and get some actual physical assets and stuff like that, where, you know what I mean, that you have that you can either barter with or whatever, you know, like, aside from just money, because even if I put that under my pillow, it's gonna be worthless, right? Mm-hmm. It might be, but you know, so then what do? Freaking keep gold bars in your house? And you can't do that, because then you have to defend it. You know what I mean? Like, it's so, but if you put it in the bank, how do you know that it's going to, that bank's not going to go belly up?
And banks will seize it.
Exactly. Or they'll seize that for the sake of the country. So what do? Do you see what I'm saying? Like, you're stuck.
That was the point.
Yeah.
That's the point of the Federal Reserve.
Right. And
people control.
Yeah. This is
government has full control over you. They control your rates. They can tame inflation. Really. They can figure it out. They can just stop spending, you know, instead of quantitative easing, you know, start getting get a lot of this toxic debt off the freaking books. Nope. We're just going to,
I just looked at that girl's pen. It says abortion on it.
No, stop it.
Look at it. Read it. Abortion.
Which one?
The one in the white. She has a pin on her right there. It says abortion on it. Read it.
I can't see it. It says abortion. Your screen is so small. Oh, wow. It does. It says abortion. Yeah, look at that.
These people are weird, man. Like, even if you believe that it should be like, you know what I mean? Like, that it should be legalized or whatever, like, wearing it like that.
Again, it's a white woman. It's a sick,
yeah.
Liberal, progressive white woman.
I saw this guy going around interviewing women. Actually, it was a girl. And the first question she asked, if a woman who is pregnant gets murdered and the baby dies, should the person be charged with a double homicide? You know what I mean? Or like, what is that? Is that murder on the baby? And they're like, yeah. So should get charged for, you know, whatever. you know, the for the murder of the baby. And they're like, yeah. And he's like, if a man punches a pregnant woman in the belly and the baby dies, just the baby, is that murder? And they're like, yeah, that's murder. And he's like, all right. So if a father doesn't want any responsibility for the child, is he allowed to ask for an abortion? They're like, no. Do you see the logic? There is no logic there. And so the value of the kid is based on the feelings of the mother.
Mm-hmm.
Explain to me how that makes sense from a legal standpoint. It doesn't. So again, like when I listen to people who make the case, and you know, they always say, well, incest and rape. Okay. What percentage of that? What percentage of abortions is that? It's such a minute amount. And the group of people who this is affecting most is the very people who they claim to be supporting, blacks. And if you were to think about it, they're killing their babies, and they're being pushed. People who are pushing this, these are white people, and specifically white women, specifically Democrats, specifically the party that always opposed, again, every movement that gave blacks rights. So the Democratic Party hasn't changed. They just changed their tactics, dude. This is, and you know, you've said this before, and I agree with you. A lot of this battle is spiritual, because it's all connected, dude. It's all freaking connected. And we can sit here and we can say, well, no, you know, and look at this from a surface. But sometimes I'm like, there's so many weird things that are connecting this that I look at it and I'm like, yeah, to a certain point, this is a spiritual. This is evil, good versus evil. Because a society that celebrates death like this, and you put a pin on your thing, it says abortion. You see what I'm saying? Like, something's wrong. Something's weird there that you want it so bad.
Honestly, I think it's the minute they get their way, the law will be the government can say who and who can't have kids, because they don't want conservative parents having kids. I think that's what it's going to come down to. Be like, oh, like a China policy. One kid, you know, one kid per family. What? You know? Yeah. You're giving the government fucking power over your womb. So it's easier to say, you're not killing them. And again, if you're going to look at statistics, right? Again, statistically speaking, how can 13% of the population stay 13% of the population? They're not that, you know, black American demographic, it's not growing. It's been 13%. This entire time,
right.
Why are they? And when you look at all the abortions, and if it's predominantly in mostly, you know, black neighborhoods, right, over the last 50 years, how does nobody look and go, huh, maybe this was about keeping us down?
Yeah. Right?
I mean, if I'm looking at pure numbers, like if all of a sudden fucking white people were fucking not reproducing everything and like, what the fuck is going on? You're like, well, they put, you know, look at how many white people are killing babies. Like, oh, that's probably the problem. You know what I mean? Stop killing babies, you'd be fine. But if you're targeting it, but that's where they targeted with drugs, right? And that's why the fertilization. Well, that's why
they put them in minority. They put the Planned Parenthood in minority.
I want to see a fucking Planned Parenthood in the middle of North Scottsdale. I've yet to see one. They put it in South Scottsdale because that's a shit neighborhood and it's on the border of Tempe. But I've yet to see, I don't know, go look them up. They're in crap neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Why? It's for women's health. Bullshit.
And then you have crime infested places like that because again, liberal policies, right? The community can't, it's a gun-free zones. And then... Not only are they gun-free zones, they remove the police officers from there because, you know, police officers are prone to commit crimes against minorities. And so then those areas are not getting policed as much as they should be because again. And so then they create this problem. And because of this problem, now here comes the government and says, well, I'm the solution to the problem. And again, government has been, I'm not a complete anarchist, but what I would say is, well, let's first try the private sector and see, I would say even with like local police and local law enforcement, I'd say we should privatize some of that stuff. Maybe not all of it, but a lot of that stuff should be privatized, you know, because I don't like, because government's prone to corruption, right? Because if you have all the power and there's no checks and balances, right? If it was, say, a private company that's doing it, let's just think of law enforcement locally, and then there's laws that are in place, right, that they can't violate, you know, then there is recourse for the individual who gets, you know, who something happens to them, they can go to the law, whatever. But when it's the government itself, then you know people and you know what I mean? It's like it's prone to corruption. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, we're getting rambling on. But
this whole thing, I mean, this guy sucks. You know, we got to get him out. I mean, I there's no other words. I'm tired of. There's nothing positive to talk about. I'm trying every day. I wake up and I'm like, let me try to find positive in something. I outside of having fucking air in my lungs and money in my bank account, that's probably going to be worth shit in a year. That's it. I got a good job, you know. But you look around. Now that it's warm out, the cockroaches are out all over the place, you know, on the fucking corners, panhandling. I'm like, fuck, man, I want to run them over because they're running into the middle of the street, blocking traffic. I'm like, I hate all of you, you know. Wow. Dude, and they're carrying weapons now. Like, oh, I've seen them all screaming at each other this today. I'm like, oh, man, get me out of here.
Where's
this? I'm
like,
this is ridiculous. Right by my house. You know, damn, I live in the crazy world.
Gotta get out of that area, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, further north, you know, or west.
No, it might be time to get the fuck out of the state. It might be time to get out of the state because it's not getting any better. Fucking Republicans ain't helping. They got the fucking majority and they fucking can't. Even though she vetoes shit, it's like, at least pass good fucking bills. So when she vetoes them, you can campaign. Like, look, we passed all this and she vetoed it. Mm-hmm. Okay, we got to give you the supermajority then so that we can pass these good bills. Nah. These guys suck. They're behind it all. You know, it's like, oh, they want affordable housing. Oh, that's cool. Put it in residential neighborhoods. What? Like, I was driving downtown because I had to go to pole training today. New apartment complex. Affordable, sustainable homes, all powered by solar power.
No.
Uh-huh. There's Arizona. Look, for the sun being out all the time, you couldn't power apartment. You can't power a house with fucking solar panels for more than maybe a full, you probably can't get a full day. You probably can't get a full day.
Yeah. The sun goes down, people.
Yeah.
It's gone for at least 12 hours a day. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do during that time for power?
Right. And then if you do have, you know, whatever panel, half of them are going to be for charging the battery so that you can have power at night.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you turn the fucking air on in the summer. That goes all out. Good luck.
Exactly.
Run your AC at 85 degrees. Fuck out of here. These people are crazy. They're crazy. You just can't do it. I mean, it is what it is. I don't want to go on because I'm just. These people hate you. It doesn't matter what side you vote for. They all hate us. So you just got to pick the lesser of two evils and hope for the fucking best. We'll Democrats vote for them. We vote for the others. And guess what? Same fucking result every time. So I don't see anything ever getting better. With these fucking people.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you for joining us. Follow us on some of the social media platforms. Give us a follow, hit the like button, and share some of the content. And we will catch you next time. Bye.
See ya.
Ugh.
Yeah. Fuck Joe Biden. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Salty Show.com.